We're joined now by the winner of the 2007 Mrs. World pageant. That's right, it's Mrs. World. The contestants are all married women. Diane Tucker of Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Day to Day.
Hi, thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, what did you have to do to win Mrs. World?
Well, I competed for Mrs. Arizona in last May, is during Memorial Day weekend in Scottsdale, and there were 25 contestants. Then I competed for Mrs. America, and that was here in Tucson where I live, and there was a delegate from each state. And then the winner for Mrs. America competes for Mrs. World, and there were 30 contestants from all over the world. And I was in total shock when I won. I feel very grateful.
One of the interesting aspects of this is that the pageant was held in Chechnya, and that's a region of Russia that has experienced a lot of violence in recent years, where separatists and pro-Russian forces have been fighting. And I read in a few news reports that some of the contestants didn't know this,
yes,
or didn't know this was the location until they had arrived.
That's correct. Some of the pageant contestants, there was a few of them that arrived earlier, and they arrived straight to Chechnya, which is a war-torn countryside, and they met with the president there. So they were kind of on a peace mission to meet with the president and talk about the war there. And it was a surprise to most contestants. They didn't know they were arriving there.
Well, speaking of the president, I hear he acted a little strangely.
You know, I didn't get the specifics on it, but I heard he was very nice to all the contestants, and he even told Mrs. Kenya that he was impressed by her and he wanted to marry her, and he was very sweet and very
sweet. He offered her some goats. I understand.
He did. So.
Well, he wanted to marry her, but this is a Mrs. World pageant.
Yeah, it was kind of a joke. So, yeah, we're all married. That's one of the requirements to be in the pageant. So. The women were all there for a good cause. We all have our own platforms, and mine is breast cancer awareness, and so we were all there for a good reason.
I read somewhere that there are unusual tasks to complete in this competition. For instance, a diaper changing part of it?
Actually, that was at Mrs. America, yes. At
okay.
Mrs. America, we had a diaper changing contest, and the activities ranged from cooking to barrel racing on horse, and it was very exciting. And then in Russia, we had skiing and sledding competitions, bowling, ice hockey, ice skating. It was very exciting.
It's a little more physically challenging than the American side of it.
Yes, it sure was. And being from Tucson, I wasn't used to the snow, so
right.
It was a big challenge for me.
Last year, the pageant was held in St. Petersburg, Russia, and the Costa Rican winner there, she had her tiara ripped off her head. And a Russian woman was crowned instead.
Right.
I'm just wondering, were you looking over your shoulder when you were crowned on stage?
You know, they were very careful this year. It took about 5 minutes. I was standing there with Mrs. Guatemala, and we were standing there for about 5 minutes before they announced the winner, because they wanted to be very careful this year that they announced the correct winner. So we were standing on stage, just so much anticipation and excitement for about 5 minutes, and it was torture, but they just wanted to make sure they announced the right winner, so I'm glad they did this time. It was very scary. So.
Thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Diane Tucker is Mrs. World 2007. She spoke to us from Tucson, Arizona, where she lives.